Hey, Ion. I watched that series. It's called Leftovers on the HBO. It was on Bob and Ion's site. Is that how the ascension part is going to be, where there's going to be?
No, it will. Hold on. It will be for some, but no, it won't be the same. It won't be the same. That's a representation that we've put out there. Once again, it's put out there so people can embrace it.
Why did I end up watching a movie, which I hardly ever watch a movie. I don't ever watch TV, like 2 weeks earlier. And then I watched this, what was on the site tonight. It was so ironic. When I was watching, I'm like, wait a minute, I was already there. I already saw this. It was just, I guess, like a synchronicity for me that I would have watched the same thing when I barely ever watch TV or watch a movie.
Everybody's ready to feel better. That's episode one.
For Leftovers?
Uh-huh. And then the old world is gone. And they got people lined up, holding up a sign and says, stop wasting your breath. That's what we'd say to the Olympiads.
I've been climbing this mountain, you know. I climbed for about a year and a half.
Moses did that, too. Mount Sinai. It was a big Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he did, too. It was good. He got off on it. The Moabites are interesting people, though. They're from that area. And the Ninevites, they're in there. And don't forget, don't confuse them with the ancient Samaritan Hebrewites. Don't confuse those.
Why?
Because Samaritan was the first place. That was the first descended place.
Samaria.
That was the beginning. The Jews go back to there. They were before Hebrews. They were Hebrewoids and mixed with the Sumerians or Samaritans. I don't know which science is. But that was the first area once you'd fallen out of the ascended continent.
That's interesting because it seems like every time I get to the top, you know, I'm just like, feel better. I feel better up there. Yeah, on top of the mountain.
Over there. Send the word to beware. The Yanks are coming. The Yanks are coming to be over there. Oh, sorry. We digress.
My knee's been bothering me, and I've been spraying this Renew on it with the magnesium. Is it going to clear up?
Is it necessary to mix it and spray it?
No, it's not. It was just easier. I could do separate. But I'm just wondering, because I'm wanting it to be better in 2 weeks here.
Oh, then therefore it's urgent, correct?
Yeah.
Therefore, we'd like to welcome all of our guests and special guests of honor this week for this week's Fireside Chat, sponsored by RNAReset.com. And just remember that this was recorded in front of a live recorded audience. And we'd like to take this time to welcome our special guest of honor this week, Dr. Carolyn Dean. And the crowd goes wild with adulation. Good afternoon, Dr. Dean.
Good afternoon. This is getting to be a habit. What's going on?
Yeah, we're back in the habit, us and Whoopi Goldberg.
What more do we have to talk about? I thought we covered the waterfront before.
We have a caller, a special guest, that has a question about her knee. She's trying to get her knee straightened up by 2 weeks. And now she has come to the notion that mixing magnesium, mixing Renew, and put it in an atomizer and spraying it on her knee, she's asking for significant benefits, and would that do the trick? And we paused and were a bit aghast and yielded and said, no. So it was time for the Fireside Chat. Do you have any gleanings that you would like to bestow on us before we tear it asunder?
Tell me about it. I don't know symptoms or anything.
It's my right knee. And it's somewhat popping, but it's a little bit sore. So I had to stop running, and I haven't climbed anything in about a week. So I've been spraying together the magnesium and the Renew on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I told Ion I wanted to heal in 2 weeks.
Did he yell saying heal?
She didn't say heal to us. She said get better.
Actually, I want it to go away. I want my brand new knee back.
Done. Oh, done. Carolyn, do you hear that? Now we finally got some fodder we can work with. Okay, gone. Gotcha. No problem.
So the layers of it are, if you can just say it's gone, then it's gone. If you want to take action, but not take action from the point of view of being less than or afraid that your words won't make it gone, well, you can take action. That's the reason why Ion doesn't like people to take action, but I always love taking action on things. Then you can do Remag and Renew together as long as it doesn't clog up your spray thing. And then in terms of the reasoning, you know, the why of it all, then I'd go to Total Biology, and the knee is forced obedience. You're feeling you have to obey somebody or something. You have to kneel to something. So
uh-oh,
that's what to look at in terms of, you know, the why.
You never want to put it in a position where you are blending it with oxygen, that you're forcing it into an atomized position. You never want to add the oxidation process to the application of your Renew. Now, magnesium, we say no, not either. We'd say apply the magnesium just in your hand, which we like anyway, on the area. And then the Renew on top of that, right at the top of the cap where it's popping, when you extend it out and your kneecap moves up and it kind of feels like gravel in your knee, apply the Renew right there in the cusp of that turn. What's happened is those little glands are greasing it. You just got a little aggravated, and that's all. And you need a little lubrication. But atomizing it will never please you long.
Oh,
so
really?
You're saying that by bubbling it up like that through the spray, you're adding too much oxygen to it, or you're creating the spin that you were talking
barrier
about earlier, water going through a tube?
Yep, you're making a barrier, making a barrier, making a barrier, making a barrier.
Okay, so I'm going to not do that. I'm just going to keep the magnesium in that atomizer, and I'll just do the Renew separate, like you said.
See, the oxygen is what's wrong with your body now.
Ion, just to clarify, that it's okay to put Remag and Relight in a spray bottle and spray that anywhere they want.
If you want to, but we wouldn't because the issue still is oxygen. So, okay, the chemical equation for magnesium is?
MgCl2. Well, the type we use is the magnesium chloride.
That's correct, and it's special, is it not?
Yeah, it's picometer size, and I can't see where it's going to react with oxygen to create a problem in a spray. People are saying that it's working well. I don't want to be telling people to be scared of oxygen in their spray bottle.
No, they shouldn't. They
well, what are you saying? What are you saying or implying?
We aren't. We asked a question. That's all.
No, you said don't put Remag in a spray bottle because it'll oxidize. I don't think that's going to happen.
It does not oxidize. It is forcing it to go through oxygen. To atomize it is making the particulate sparse through oxygen.
Well, there's oxygen, there's nitrogen, there's hydrogen, there's a lot of things in the air.
Argon, now if you can do it in argon, that'd be great. If you do it in
argon.
That works.
So, but I'll try it the other way, like you said. And Ion, what is the popping of the knee? What does that mean?
It's just the cartilage. You've got it distended a bit. And that cartilage is just responding. Just stretch it, need to stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. Do some calf extensions.
I start doing some yoga that was stretching my calves. I actually was feeling better.
We're sorry.
It's a good kind. It's a sun salutation, so it stretches my calf.
We say stand on something and do leg raises, not boo-boo or yogi. Just do leg raises. Focus on what you're trying to do. I mean, you're going around the world. You know, you can do it again. Then the next thing is when I go to Peru and do this, I feel much better. Okay, then just go on to Peru then. It's fine. But we're trying to solve an issue. You did put a deadline on this from when it must die.
2 weeks and less now, actually
deadline.
Now.
Yeah, less dead. Now the deadline keeps moving, looming as it were. So Dr. Dean says you can spray the Remag, and so we say okay. But do not spray the Renew.
Will I be able to go back to running eventually?
We say you should already. You don't have
to
do a 200,000-mile marathon. Can't you just do a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I only do that a little bit anyway. I don't believe in all that long stuff.
Why don't you start and do some lunges on your good knee, not on your bad knee? And that'll help stretch to pull the hammy back so it won't be quite so tight, because that's what's forcing the popping, is your hamstring is a bit tight.
Could it be also because of that accent? I got hit on the right side, but it's always the left side that's tight.
Well, that's because it always responds that way. Exactly.
It's compensating, right?
You do, yes.
Is that a reflection of that accident? Why my knee is at this point?
Yes. Well, no, but yes.
What does that mean?
Well, on one side, everything's good. On the other side, it's a little tender.
But I still can really do a lot, and it doesn't never hurt, but it is, things like this will show up every now and then.
With the leg extended, if you pull back on your anterior thigh muscles, pull them up, and then move the knee, does it click or pop in that position? I'm just wondering if strengthening your anterior thigh muscles would help.
No, when I stretch in that, I notice that I start running, it will pop in the past 2 days. And if I'm just laying down on it, if I turn it a certain way, it will pop. But I can walk on it, it's fine.
Where do you feel it? Top, inside, middle?
Kind of at the top of my knee.
What do you think, Ion? Do you think that anterior thigh muscle, if there was more bulk to it, that it would help pull up that area? Because the knee's just a hinge.
Got her quad all out of proportion. And so this little shake up in her left leg, not her right, it's got her pulling. So if you pull the stretching side that you're talking about, it may compensate, but it won't solve it. She's got her quads too tight. So we were saying doing the lunge on the left leg would allow that to sort of take the heat off of it, the bite. Because if you're not careful, here's what you're going to do. She's going to click, click, click till she gets her sciatica fired up, and then it's going to be home.
What's really difficult about leg, quote-unquote, injuries is people stop moving, and then it does get worse because the muscles kind of atrophy. The problem is in the muscles. Anyway.
I don't ever stop moving because if I've had any kind of injuries, I've always continued moving, which has always helped me.
Then a little more relight, a little more salt, a little more protein, and get moving. You'll be all right.
Is there a portal in my condo?
Yes, in the coat closet, the little coat closet.
Do you have a little coat closet?
Yeah, I do. It's just toast in there,
every
too.
Every apartment has a little coat closet, Ion.
Oh, okay.
Tell her about the one in her, between her legs. What about the portal between her legs?
See, that would be gauche and very inappropriate to discuss that, Bob. Now, Dr. Dean, can't we make a poultice out of magnesium to help the sister out? Instead of all this other stuff, why can't we just make a poultice, like an old mustard poultice?
It's a waste of magnesium to slop it up in a flannel. So we just tell people to apply a layer. You know, I tell them to spray it, spray and let it dry. Do that about five times, and that usually takes away pain. But Roseanne's not having pain. It's more trying to get her muscles balanced so they don't click on her.
This is outside of bounds of what medical people do, but she's got a lot of lactic acid in her anyway. She has some easy way to help move some of that out, to help keep the soreness so it doesn't
magnesium. How much Remeg are you swallowing, Roseanne?
I'm taking about two of the tube things a day. I've been putting in my drink.
Oh, good Lord Jesus. No wonder you're having trouble. Get you a tablespoon. Get that right. That's the craziest thing ever. She's in there dobbing at it, wondering why she won't get
fixed.
Yeah,
here we are dancing around a problem that could have been solved ages ago.
So there you go.
For therapeutic, it's three teaspoons a day, and you put it in a liter bottle of water, and you sip it through the day.
I've been doing that.
Teaspoon and a half to two teaspoons of Relight. Well, you said you were just taking a couple squirts a day.
Well, I am, and if I don't take squirt, I'll put it in my drink with my Relight. But I'm sure I'm not taking enough, though. But I'll take more, definitely. I want to ask about something, too. Obviously, I got on a little bit of a chocolate kick. Is that chocolate build up lactic acid in the body as well?
No, it does not. We like chocolate. Cacao is good. All cacao is even better.
Does it cause anyone to be deficient in calcium if you eat too much chocolate?
Why would you want it to calcium?
I notice sometimes when I'm eating chocolate, my nails will stop growing.
How much chocolate are you eating?
I go weeks without it, and then sometimes when I eat it, I can have a bag of chocolate in 2 days.
That's not going to affect your fingernail growing, for Pete's sake. We're talking about a sack of candy bars.
Well, it always happens when I eat chocolate, so that's why I put the two and two together.
Dr. Dean, you better get that one.
I know. The things people crave. Oh, man.
I don't care.
I mean, chocolate is great, so you can, I agree with Ion, have as much as you like and watch the anomalies, but don't pay any mind to them. Chocolate is very high in magnesium, but it's not like it bumps out calcium. It helps calcium go properly to the bones and teeth and all the rest of it, so it's not going to be a problem on calcium, I wouldn't think.
When they get those kidney stones, boy, they don't want no damn calcium then.
Well, I started taking more turmeric because that helps out with lactic acid.
We love turmeric. It's so wonderful. Yes, it's very good.
High in magnesium.
I put it in a blender with pineapple, spinach, ginger, celery, and turmeric, and I've been taking that for a couple of days. I can almost feel the difference, too, and the magnesium.
Do it.
That's because turmeric is high in magnesium.
Ta-da. See how wonderful these fireside chats are. You're helping the brethren, darling. It's so wonderful. It's just
they are.
It's herding cats. I'm herding cats.
Herding cat, Lord, suffering cat, herding cat. That's so wonderful. That's herding cat.
That's wonderful information. Thank you for your help, Ion.
Yes. And if all that other crap that you're trying to do doesn't work, why don't you just put a few little extra salt on your French fries and call it a day?
I need more salt?
A little more salt will do all that stuff you're talking about.
A teaspoon of sea salt in every pint of drinking water. Are you doing that?
Yeah.
No, not that much. I sometimes sprinkle it in there, but I can't handle a lot of salt. But I'll put it in there a little bit.
Well, work up to it. Work up to it. You know, if people kind of don't like the taste of it, then you just start with a pinch and work up to it. But the whole program of getting those minerals into your cells, and the minerals are Remag in the right dosage, Relight in the right dosage, sea salt, a quarter teaspoon in every pint of drinking water, those minerals go to the cell. The cells pull in fluid, and the fluid, the water, and the minerals do the metabolic function, and then they excrete a lesser amount of water comes out. So people say, I don't get up in the middle of the night to urinate. I'm not running to the bathroom all the time. I don't have edema, because their cells are hydrated instead of their tissues being all sloppy with water.
It's a wig.
Yeah.
Now, she's exactly right and right on point, and that takes you up so far. That takes you right up to that edge. It'll get you there till you're there. But now, as far as an ascended person goes, that's where it stops. Because at that point, then everything shifts. The cells change. We're trying to get you up to the point of that ascension shift. Then we're going to have a very different conversation. And it's silly to say, and then we, you know, as Khalifi would say, we quit preaching and go into politicking now when we start talking about how wonderful ascended sales are going to be. But once you get those, then you'll quit talking about them because you won't have these issues. Just so you know, this Fireside Chat is sponsored for the little man today.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you achieve that, we won't be having that conversation any further, Mr. Corso. Nine gates, Bob.
Nine gates,
you're muted, Bobby.
We like
nine gates. What about nine gates? So what?
Nine gates. Mr. Corso.
Yes, yeah, you were quoting the movie, The Fifth Element.
Not nine gates.
It's the ninth gate, the title of the movie. The ninth gate. Not nine gates.
No, he said ninth gate.
No, he said gates, plural.
So singularly, there are nine gates, apparently.
But the movie is called The Ninth Gate, 1999, with Johnny Depp and Lena Olin.
Have you entered the Fireside Chat, Bob?
No, it's your period.
I've been taking the complete Minformula. Anyway, I had a broken neck, and not broken anymore. But I've got this big lump up by the base of my skull on the top of my neck. The rest of it's fused. I've been putting Renew on it and the Remag. I've also been taking it and the Rheolite and the RNA drops. I've been taking the RNA drops since the beginning of September 2011. And I was just wondering if there was anything else that I could be doing that would assist me in fixing my neck here.
Alexandria, were you listening when we were chewing out Roseanne for not taking enough of the different products?
Yes, I was.
So what are your amounts?
I've been putting like 2 teaspoons of Remag into my water, a bottle of water. That was the problem I had with the Remag at first, was I was taking it not in the water and having stomach issues with it. But it works really well in the water. And take a teaspoon of the Rheolite I've been putting in there. I'm taking probably a dropper full or 2 droppers full twice a day of the RNA drops. Sometimes I forget to take the second dose. And I've been rubbing Remag on my neck and putting the Renew on my neck also.
What percentage recovery have you had so far?
It's loosened up some. It now feels like it's almost kind of numb and kind of twisted on the right-hand side. And there's a lump, like a small marble, right up at the top of my neck, my skull there. And that's the one disc that wasn't fused. And I'm just wondering if I was listening to you talking about things getting calcified, and when they had fused my neck at first, they fused a disc lower down, and they told me there, because the other ones were damaged and had some bulging and shredded discs, that they didn't take those out. This just said it will fuse itself as time goes by. And now this has been years.
When was the accident?
83.
30 years.
It's been a long time. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I could not turn my head, just barely, and it was just sharp pain. And I can turn my head more, and I'm thinking maybe it's decalcifying. Maybe that's what's happening, and I'm
feeling
a little
injured. It's possible, and in that transition, you know, it could stir things up, but it's interesting, that little marble hole thing that's happening. It sounds like some calcium to me. I just keep working on it and get that thing dissolved, and you might not be saturated enough with magnesium. You could either just go ahead and take more REMAG or get a magnesium RBC test and see how you are. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Right. I mean, it's not mandatory, but just to kind of assess how saturated you are. But really, I mean, people that need therapeutic amounts of magnesium to dissolve stones and build up and whatever, it is 3 and 4 teaspoons a day in the liter of water and sip it through the day. And then there's the sea salt, too. Usually it's about the magnesium. People say, well, you know, it's helping, but not quite, or, well, I'm not sleeping perfectly or well. Well, just take more magnesium. You take it to the point where, as you sip it through the day, you will get the laxative effect when you're saturated, so there's no danger of taking too much.
I did have migraines, too, and that's what they were telling me. Here, take these painkillers. Well, that was a whole other nightmare. I'm not on any medication. But, that and the sleeplessness and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was no mention of, oh, you might be deficient in this.
You know what's good for the neck, too? I went through this recently with my chiropractor. The Chinese don't like cold packs, even on inflammation. And I'd been using a cold pack on an area because I'm kind of slouching over my computer all the time. And my chiropractor said, no, just use a little heat pack. And it made all the difference in the world, because what it does is increases circulation. It helps, I guess, get the magnesium in there or get the toxins moving out or whatever. So there's little baby, let me see if I can find it on Amazon, the hydrocolator packs. They used to be made of canvas, but I've seen plastic ones that are much easier to manipulate, and they're the size of a, you know, kind of a thick little shawl that you put on your, you heat it up in some boiling water and in a few minutes, and then you wrap it in a little thin towel and just lay it around your neck. It just soothes the neck and does something to the circulation that helps heal that type of, it's like fibromyalgia tissue around that type of neck surgery.
Yeah, they said that to me, too. They said, oh, well, you have fibromyalgia. I didn't expect that diagnosis.
No, exactly, exactly. Well, thank you for the diagnosis, but no, thank you.
What do you think of this ion phenomenon? What do you think ion is?
Well, I think it's wonderful, and it's the best truth that I've heard.
So, yes, I like the way you define it. It's the best truth, the most consistent truthing, called truthing. Ion is accurate all the time, very eloquent.
Truthing? Truthing, Bob? Truthing?
Truthing, it's a process. There's not even any truth, but we like to use it. We can't use truth. That's a noun. That's not going to work. So truthing is a process of attempted accuracy by the left hemisphere in logocentric activity.
Logocentric.
So, Ion, do you have something to add to Carolyn's weak diagnosis of Alexander? Would you add to the brilliant x-ray you're capable of?
It was pretty weak, but it was good. Let's
knock her before she goes to bed.
Look at Ion getting back at me for yelling at him about magnesium spray. Lord, suffering cat, you're not going to tell my people not to do magnesium spray.
It was weak. I agree with you. It was weak. So what would you add to bolster it up?
Okay, let's add a little mystic. Let's add something a little mystic here. Can you see your hands?
I'm in a dark room. Yeah, sort of.
Did you hear though? She's in a dark room. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I have all the lights out. Just the light from my fan on here.
Imagine that. Okay. Fine. The labyrinth of your mind is separated into four quadrants. The four quadrants have different diodes that they connect to and hitch to and unhitch to and connect to and unconnect to. Those different splits within the labyrinth of the mind is divided from the first and second dorsal. That dorsal is the one you had fused. That fusation is not your issue. What your issue is where there was a bit of an adjustment to the hypothalamus in your body. That's where your issue is, not in that little hunk of what you call bone, fur, that sort of matriculated itself to that function. You've been on enough to be over this already, so we're going to help. Here's what we're going to do. You are able to identify that those are your hands, yes?
Yes.
Can you tell the left one from the right one?
Well, I don't know. They look like they're getting bigger.
Well, we just asked a question, and you said you could tell them, and so we wanted you to tell us. See, there's a quiz. Where was Moses when the light went out? In the dark.
So you look at the hands, and one has got a bigger thumb than the other side. Maybe a few aging spots on one hand more than the other. You know, you start distinguishing that way.
Well, your left hand is on the left side of the body. The right hand is on the right side of the body.
Okay. And is that your left or the one you're looking at left?
Well, the one that she's looking.
Is that Eliza?
Yeah.
Eliza wants to get involved.
I'm trying to help her because the left hand is on the left side of the body. The right hand is on the right side. And
okay, so if you turn around, is it reversed?
No, it's still the same.
So, if I'm looking at you, I shake your left hand. Which hand would I use?
Your left hand.
So, can you describe the difference between left and right hand? Can you tell me the difference between your left and right hand? You can see them now, the light phone.
Yes, I can see them. No, I can't tell the difference.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That's exactly right. Other than having opposing thumbs, which you can turn on the outside posterior and flip them left and right, you still would be able to tell. That's the point. Within the confines of the labyrinth of your mind, it's the same anomaly. The same anomaly that you're trying to gauge this thing in your neck, this fusion, is so divisible by itself, you can't tell which end it is. That's the right answer to the question. You cannot tell your left from right because without a bias, you can't know your left from right. And if you have to know how this goes, you realize that if you make three rights, make a left.
Kellen, we should go back to you. That was rather weak.
We aren't finished.
You're not finished. Okay, well, let's see where we got so far. What did he say, Kellen?
You can't tell your right from your left hand. You don't know your right from your left hand. You can't distinguish them.
Then you did this long perambulation about around the Mayberry bush. And
there you go. With so many words. You're recouping, and we haven't even made the point yet. So good luck with that. Now,
well, you did say a bunch of words.
Do you know your index fingers?
Yeah.
Do you know which index finger is your index finger?
The first finger on each hand.
So that'd be your thumb.
Next to my thumb.
So your index finger is your thumb? So it's your second finger.
Well, it's next to my thumb, so it'd be the first finger. The thumb's a thumb, right? And the finger's a finger?
Okay. Well, we were sure. We were going with the earth, wherever how you laid it out, so we know we're talking about the same thing. So now you have a left index finger and a right index finger, but we don't know which one is which. I'll give you that. Great. Perfect. So now, do you realize or do you know or are you aware that you use one hand more than another?
Yeah.
Do you know which one you use?
My right hand.
You use your right hand more. Okay. And on the then the, let's have the rights. The rights have it. That's what we're going to identify. And so can you look at your right index finger?
Yeah.
Do you have RNA drops handy?
They're downstairs, but I can get them fast enough.
No, you don't even have to do it tonight. When you do it, take and put RNA drops on that index finger and cover from the first joint to the end of your finger in RNA drops, which might be like a drop or two. And you don't have to be silly with it, but just enough to get it on your finger. And also, are you careful to shake your RNA drops up good? Because the white stones are falling out these days.
Yes, I do. I shake them very well.
That's good. Get that on your finger, on your right index finger, and touch the forehead between your eyes above, the middle of your forehead on the front side. You know where your nose attaches to the bridge between
right.
your eyes? Just above that. So it would actually be the center of your forehead. Okay? Take a fingerful of RNA drops, not Renew, of RNA drops, and rub it in your forehead. Do it 6 times and call somebody.
Anybody?
Anybody. Just pick a number out of the phone book.
Report it.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome, darling.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
This is Beverly.
Hey, Beverly.
And,
you're so adorable.
Oh, thank you. I've had this ringing in my ears since I was 15.
Yeah? We've been trying to get your attention for that long. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
So how do I get rid of this ringing in my ears?
Answer. Somebody's knocking at the door.
Oh.
Somebody's ringing the bell. Open the door. Let them in.
How about the itch I had last week? A couple of my teeth getting all inflamed. Was that caused by my partial?
No, it wasn't.
Would you tell me what caused that?
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door and let them in. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Susie, Brother John, Martin Luther, Bill and Don, Brother Michael, Auntie Jen, open the door. Let them in. Oh, yeah. Let them in. Paul McCartney.
Is this someone who's trying to reach us?
Sister yes. Susie, Brother John, Martin Luther, Phil and Don, Brother Michael, Auntie Jen, open the door, let them in. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, does that mean that I need to talk to my family more?
Sister Susie, Brother John, Martin Luther, Ellen Don. Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Brother Michael, Auntie Jen, open
the
door.
Are you crying out loud, Madeline?
Oh, yeah.
You got an insight for us, Madeline?
No, just the usual.
What? Crying out loud?
What is this? What is I on?
What is this?
Yeah,
it's not, darling.
It's a good question. What is this?
It's not Paul McCartney. Let him in.
Ion, you may say it's
answer,
I'm a dreamer.
An answer to is an answer to a question. The question was, I've had this ringing in my ear since I was 15. Is there any way I can get rid of the ringing? The answer is yes. Let them in. Well, should I talk to my family? No, let them in. Well, what are
I'll
you
look up the
say?
Song. I'll look up the song.
So you're saying let her family in?
At the door.
No.
Someone ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor.
open the door and let them in. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so where's the door? Where's the bell? Who's in front of it? You know, I mean...
Degrees of separation will only end in rabbit holes. Conversation.
Those were sick questions.
Right.
Sick,
so
bad.
Sick. Just ridiculous.
So far, yeah. We agree.
Isn't it just a message, Ion, from maybe the angels sending messages through us?
No, just let him in.
So is this usually in general?
Don't we just gotta listen?
Accept his overtures, Beverly.
Okay, let me say back when it started, was there something that you were trying to block out with your hearing?
Yeah, there probably was. Shortly before it all started, my parents divorced.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And, yeah, I've known that a long time, but I just can't make any connections.
That's where you go back to, and then letting it in, just let the information in that you weren't able to accept back then. You just let it in and realize it's no big deal.
Maybe she's afraid of having a relationship because they'll lead a divorce.
You don't have to get into it, Bob.
You know I'm right there, Beverly. That's
true. We like that. Bob will get you glued, screwed, and tattooed before it's all over with. So.
No, Bob's better one-on-one for his consulting. You can phone him, and he'll help you one-on-one. But he's too much of
he'll
a comedian on the show.
Yeah, he'll take you through the LaRouche quadrant, and you'll never be the same. You'll want to have ringing in your ears, so you won't have to hear that anymore. And the Queen will be very cross for doing so.
That was very
so. Whatever the 15-year-old didn't want to listen to, it was back then, and now it's a whole different thing. And what you'll find is, if you open up the door to that, whatever that is, that information, it's not so overwhelming anymore. And then you don't have to have the ringing in your ears to try to either block out what was going on or something that you were trying to avoid or suppress.
Yeah. I've put those two things together, actually, for ever since it started, but I just can't seem to make some kind of leap.
Well, that's where I recommend people to my friend, Dr. David Holt. He does the total biology to try to find the cycles of conflict that get people stuck in certain symptoms. It's not psychiatry, it's not psychotherapy, it's just learning about patterns. And he's at turnpointhealth.com. Sometimes it's hard to figure it out yourself. Yes?
The taurine, treating seizure activity. And I wanted to ask you and Ion and Bob all together, actually, what's the effects of environmental electricity on individual biochemical nervous system activity, the connection of taurine and seizures, and controlling one's eye direction movements with their eyes closed?
Wow. That's a thesis right there. That's totally a thesis.
Yeah, but we hadn't finished with Beverly. Beverly, you got that advice, is to call Dr. Holtzie. The thing is, you have an image of something you're resisting. So you would look at what kind of things you're resisting. What's the most unlikely thing that you would imagine you're resisting? That's what it will be.
That's where I get stuck. I mean, it was just a divorce. It's zillions of years later.
Is it your responsibility
about
this situation?
There's no time.
It says internal dialogue.
There's no time, Beverly. So it's not millions of years later or a long time later.
Yeah.
It's today. Because the ringing is occurring not a million years ago. It's today.
One big today.
I like my ringing.
How did it affect you?
Or I think of the ringing in my ears as dolphins chirping to me. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. Trying to listen to someone in a room with bad acoustics is really hard.
Nobody can say anything worthwhile in a room with bad acoustics. not worth listening to. You're not missing anything.
Well, no, everybody else can hear fine. It's maybe a little bit of strain for them, but they can get it, and I just can't.
Well, you're trying to be different.
No, she's trying to be the same.
No, she's trying to be different. She doesn't want to listen.
No, right.
She's been an individual since she was 15.
Actively
no,
listening.
I do want to listen. It's embarrassing. I make a fool of myself.
Scared to listen.
You cannot make a fool of yourself. That's impossible.
Oh,
who's
not
judging?
In this day and age.
Who's judging? Who's
well,
judging?
Bob, you have the problem of coming by humility, honestly.
Come on,
Sarah.
Humility
through
a lot of shit.
Humiliation.
Yeah, you don't
coming by.
Lord, if you could honestly kill your humility, that would be humane and just.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah, for that good idea that we killed immediately.
Thanks for smoking.
You got to make up stuff, Beverly. Make up different reasons why you're doing it. Because in the end, the reason that you are doing it is such a silly reason. It might as well have been made up.
Sulfonic acids.
You mean like MSM?
C287NO3S.
Did you take the divorce personally?
No, it didn't bother us at all. Didn't bother us at all.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
There wasn't any question. Just nothing but answers. Why does Sarah think that she can interrupt Dr. Dean's fireside chat? I mean, this is a fucking line there.
If y'all get the sponsors upset, it'll be terrible because you're after the first hour now, Bob.
Yeah, Sarah, if you
trying
can bring
to oversalt
a sponsor,
the popcorn,
you might get
stop
a
bringing
or two.
In the Kool-Aid. I'm about to bring
yeah,
in the Kool-Aid. Just to,
yeah,
you know,
oh, drank the, everybody remember, drank the Kool-Aid.
For
drank.
Everyone.
So, we have peace and quiet again. Back to Beverly and this. Dr. Dean, any wisdom, Dr. Dean? Original wisdom?
You know, it's amazing how people just go quiet every now and again. It's amazing.
Yep.
Well, you say things like sulfonic acid, and do I just eat that or what?
I don't know. I asked if it was MSM. I'm looking it up. You don't use straight sulfonic acid, but people are using sulfur for stuff, but we have sulfur amino acids in the real line, so... Where are we going with the sulfonic acid ion?
To amino than sulfonic acid. Taurine was the question at hand.
Taurine, Beverly, is one of the amino acids in realine. Are you saying that's going to be helpful for Beverly?
It would be. But it won't help this ringing until she lets them in.
Phone or email David Holt from his website and have a preliminary conversation, see if you'd like to work with him and figure out the pattern. If you haven't figured it out in 30 years, yeah, it's going to be hard to do it.
Or just let him in. Beverly, who's somebody you don't want to let in? That somebody in that room with the bad acoustics?
No, not there.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's a dance class, and it's the studio just has really bad acoustics, and it's just hard to hear. And, you know, I want to hear.
So I'm saying you got to let him in, and you got to do the sulfonic acid. That may be enough. David Holtz will make up some crazy notion, something about your ancestors and family. And
that'll be true.
That'll be fun to listen to, but don't put too much stock in it.
I am with
him.
Pardon?
We did.
What? What did you say, Ian?
We listed the people.
You listed the people?
Yes.
Oh, the names that he...
When did you do that?
When he was listing who to open the door to.
And here's what's astounding to us. We're actually having this conversation now. Ian, did you have any idea who to let in? Yeah, the ones that we named. Those would be a good start. It's there. And then Bob says, well, who are those people? The ones who want in.
Listen to the song and see what comes in.
Okay. Now you're working with something. You don't have to go dibble no total biology bullshit to get that out. It's good. You want the ringing to go away? Answer the door, darling. That's all you got to do. We'll help. We'll help. We'll help. We already have. We already are helping. So receive
that.
No, receive it. Open the door. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Go back and listen to the archives. Get the names.
Ouvre la porte.
And continue as we abuse Dr. Dean. It's abuse Dr. Dean.
Ouvre la porte.
Ouvre la porte. That's French.
Port.
Open the door. I know that myself.
Oh,
French.
Okay.
Open the door. Ouvre la porte.
Ouvre la porte.
The port.
Okay, can we get on to some other topics? Legend's probably here to stir up shit. You want to say something, Legend?
He fed his dog chicken bones, you know.
Does anybody else get any questions? Does it have to be for Carolyn? We're not doing the fire. Are we finished the fireside chat, Ion?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, if we... No, shut up, then.
You got a question for
Carolyn? Oh, no, he's got a fire. He's in the door. You let him in. He said, does anybody have a question? You ridiculous host. You ask all these ridiculous questions. And then you don't like it. Well, you can't have it both ways. Would anybody like to speak? Oh, not you. Oh, not you. Oh, no, not you. Would anyone else like to? No. Sorry. No. Not next week. Go ahead, caller.
Is this the Roman bath hour?
Let's hear your fecal matter. Go ahead.
Ion, is the Joe cell, when attached to an internal combustion engine, helping?
No.
Disassociating the molecules of the fuel?
It doesn't. You don't disassociate molecules. You either consume them or you don't. If it's consumed, it's efficient. If it's not, then it's slothful.
Oh, well, no. But often, if you're breaking the molecules apart into smaller parts, it's easier to burn the fuel.
But it doesn't. But that's the point. Okay. Is breaking them down doesn't burn them more efficiently. Okay.
So the Joe cell is doing what at the atomic level then, or is it?
Not doing anything.
At the molecular level, nothing.
No.
So this Joe cell has
no causal effect.
Yeah, when you have the answers, Andrew, we don't need to talk about Joe cells or anything. They all fall below the mark. We have the answers. No more searching, Joe or Andrew.
I'll be waiting for it to show up on my doorstep then, because it's not here yet.
It is here, but you think you have to wait, so you carry on waiting.
Well, like everyone else here, just like poor Silvery Bells there, trying to get her people let in.
That's a tough one.
Mr. Green.
What about
my bride won't let anybody in, and she's turned into dolphins. She made it like she's listening to dolphins. She turned into a service. And she won't let anybody in.
Explain the uses of the Jed in chem during the period of the pharaohs.
The moose was loose to boot the hoose.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry. The uses of the Jed were... They've got all these wonderful little paintings out there of this God knows what it is.
Andrew, what's a Jed? Why are you saying the word Jed?
The Jed, DJED, I believe. You've got paintings of these people almost worshiping this thing, and it looks like a high-voltage capacitor. So I'm asking Ion, explain the uses of this thing.
It's a pillar. We have to take this back to Bob. Let's take it back to Bob. Bob, on the Sphinx, under your left paw, where your face is, where Katy Perry, and you're screaming, there's no going back, right before we shot your nose off?
Yes.
Okay, there is this thing. It's a little tower. It's like a little cell amplifier, signal. That's what it is.
That's what Andrew's talking about.
Who?
The Jed
is
asking
questions.
What?
Is a
the guy asking questions.
Who?
You.
Huh?
Oh.
What? I think we answered. It's something to do with my apparatus there, Andrew.
A cell amplifier? What kind of cells are we talking about? Oh, here we go. One. I'm sorry.
What
are we talking
what
about?
Of cell are we talking about, Ion?
Just regular cells.
Do you mean like
biological
cellular cells or electrical battery stuff?
No Baghdad batteries.
You're talking about biological cells?
No, we're talking about telephones.
Telepathic?
Telephone, not telepathic. Telephone. Why would you go telepathic? Unless you
read
my
I'm looking at communication.
If you
I'm looking at communication.
ESP,
what?
Have you read cloning ESP? If you have, then you know electric media are extensions of ESP, and it would be appropriate to say telepathy in relation to telephone. Is that your
context? Okay. My context is communication. If we go back to the land of Chem, to the pharaohs, they're not supposed to have had the telephone.
Right.
But they did.
But they did.
You're saying at that time they did.
And they do today.
That time and next time and last time. And next
right.
And the two times before after that.
This is another example of sticking our future in our past.
Yeah, it put it in your present for once.
If you don't use spit, you'll make it sore.
Yeah, if you know how to do it right, you do it right.
Or left.
A cell amplifier. Yeah. This is a biological cell, is it not?
No, it's a telephone.
It's a battery, then, Ion.
No, it's a telephone.
Oh,
this is what it is. It's a fucking telephone.
Well,
that's all it is, a telephone. No cell battery, no biology,
it's a telephone. So it's a sturgeon. It's a sturgeon, right? That's a sturgeon. You're right? It's a sturgeon? Right. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, theater sturgeon. More than human. This book.
Yeah.
This book.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's another. Right.
There. You finally got someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
Night,
you really appreciate it. Yeah, you better cover up
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
This
cleared everything up.
You better watch it, Andrew. You're going to get muted, Andrew. You know, the cynicism is not going to get you very far. You got told that the Egyptians had telephones, which you did not know before. Okay, now you incorporate that into your data bank.
And Osiris, hold on, Mr. Smarty. Osiris told God about it.
Mr. Smarty.
Go look at the works of Osiris and explains, even gives telephone numbers. Even gives hollowed telephone numbers. The works of Osiris. It means stable. A stable cell signal.
Are you saying the numbers of the word Osiris means that?
No, Osiris, the god Osiris. If you look at the works of the god Osiris, it gives you telephone numbers. You can call them now.
Telephone numbers.
Yeah.
Well, that's surprising. In the works of Osiris, it has telephone numbers.
Yes.
Morning, Bert.
Good morning, Madeline.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert.
All the women come out for Bert ever since they see this.
Boy, they get him standing up saying hello there. Well, Bert, we missed you so.
Hey, Bert, we have a new member of the Black Caucus. Are you still here, Califia?
Yes, I'm here.
Califia? This is the great Bert over in Zurich. He shows up around now. He's a member of the Black Caucus, so introduce
phone
yourself,
cut
Califia.
Off, so I have to change phones, so hold.
Yeah, we do too. Honey, us too. We know what you're talking about.
Do you know Califia, Bert? Do you know of his legend of Califia?
Yes, I know the legend very well, Califia.
She showed up today. She's all happy to reconnect with everybody.
She was one of the original ones that got so many money checks. She don't believe a word of it, but she's so happy she don't care.
That is true.
That's why she says she lives in California, not L.A. She's moved to higher ground. I see now, right?
Yeah, Bob, don't be talking to me.
You
don't put no shit in this grate. Sorry about the content tonight. It's a little slow, but
we're a little slow. We got an extra long Dr. Dean thing, and that really slowed everything down. We'd end up in the Monday.
No, actually, that's the best part of the whole thing so far. Needle pulling thread. Y'all get ready, because we're really going to tear it up now. I want your disease, yeah.
Okay, Bert, you got some in-depth questioning?
Hold on. We got this. Bert. We missed you so. Yeah. Talk to us. Bring us into the realm of sanity. Come on, Bert. You got this.
How's it going with the candles, Bert?
Very good. Thank you.
Ooh.
Tell us about it, Bert. Tell us about lowering your chi. Tell us about balancing your world, your power, your energy. As you become more and more and more in the ascended state of knowing, you would more completely control every aspect of your genre, would you not?
Yes, that's amazing you're bringing that up, Ian. I didn't want to talk about that, but yes, you're right.
Of course you didn't want to talk about it. So where else to keep your secret in this completely public forum? It's the only way to play.
Yes, the candles are working very well now. I haven't been able to relight, but to extinguish them, I'm able to do that whenever I feel it.
Okay, but see, it's more than a feeling. You can't go by feeling. You have to be able to lower your chi. If you lower your chi, you can whisk your hand across it, and that candle will extinguish. Raise your little finger, and it will relight.
Yeah,
every single time. Without failure exception. Now, once you get good at it, you can do standing candelabras with, say, 36 lights. Can you do it behind a window or glass?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, but you're not trying to make wind. Are you having to swing your hand hard to extinguish the candle?
Well, that's what I'm working with right now, because there's times where I don't swing it hard at all. Just I remember what you said, like half strength, and it just goes poof.
Notice when you swing your hand that the fire responds. It'll spit at you. Notice that?
Yes.
Now, when you put your hand above it, say about 8 inches above it, and you move your hand up and down, not making any wind, you watch the flame, it'll respond to you, will it not?
That is correct. Yes, it is.
And you hold it to the left or the right and move your hand up and down very slowly, the flame will move toward your hand, will it not?
Yes, it does.
And you can make it fire and dance and play. Well, now you're controlling it. The only problem now is you. So lower your chi. Put your feet apart equal to your shoulders. Do you know your shoulders?
Yes, I do.
Well, see, we're not being glib, but sometimes people say, surgeon. We say, do you know your shoulders? And they say, the USS Minnow. They say different things. It's very strange. So we always ask anymore. So your feet are as wide as your shoulders, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Calling on the resting soul of Galileo, you put your hands up top. When you're happy and you know it, put your hands up. Breathe
back
in deep.
Back of the hands facing me.
That's very good. You listen. Breathe in deep. And then as you exhale, slowly, because that's all I've ever done anyway, is exhale. Califia tell you this. Califia was weaned on this stuff, y'all. This is just, that's why she doesn't even have to listen all the time. Because y'all just catching up. She's an old hand. So as you lower your hands down slowly, you exhale. When your hands get down to your side, you would have done that process of exactly lowering your chi into a more grounded state of knowing. A grounded state of knowing begets the ability with a reduced ohmerage, the measure of resistance, the ability to light and or extinguish burning flame. Wilson!
Last week on Melting Titanium 30, you gave a different description than what you just described to me. You gave a description. You gave a description about having the hands in a prayer position and lowering to the hara, which is a different direction than what you just described. So,
correct.
When I inhale, should I use the prayer position coming
you
up?
You don't inhale. You don't inhale. That's the point. You can't inhale. Inhale is what happens when you exhale. You can exhale, but you can't inhale. Try it.
Right.
That's why they have to give people mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but you can't do it. There's no room.
Okay.
Until you
so
exhale.
My question is, should I exhale
in
the prayer position going up over my head and then continue to exhale as I bring the arms down as you just described?
And the answer is no.
So that was a different description which you gave the Melton Titanium 30 then, right?
Correct. It was a different conversation. No, total.
Me
and besides, they weren't speaking to you. We were speaking to other things. We told you specifically what to do.
Thank you.
Do that. Don't be all thankful. Just do it. Let them in. Right. Somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
I have a question about the five-element theory. Has the five-element theory changed with the presence of the E-cell? I-cell.
E-cell. That's a Mercedes-Benz and E-class.
No, it's my confusion of speaking German and English, and, you know, it's...
Yeah, the Fantasy Deutsch is a bitch, isn't it? Sehr schön.
Yes, it
Sehr
is.
Schön.
Has the five-element theory changed with the presence of the I-cell?
Yes.
So the interaction, for example, of metal controlling wood, has that changed?
Metal no longer controls wood.
Will water continue to control fire?
Never. Actually, the oxygen in water will make fire worse. It'll be easier to put fire out with kerosene. Really virulent fire, that's what they do now, is they blow it out. Like an oil well fire, they use explosives to blow it out, literally. And the only way you can blow it out is to extinguish all the oxygen. You're going to find oxygen is a very nasty thing.
You know why one has to listen to the show? Because there's not one system of knowledge, esoteric, exoteric, or whatever, that applies anymore. Nothing applies. We have to, if we're in kindergarten again. We're learning the ABCs. That's what's happening here.
B. Yeah.
Abba cook. ABC. Abba cook, Harold. So, yeah, that's an important point, Khalifia. You have to show up because there's nothing else that's telling you anything that applies anymore.
Including her.
Even Ion changed. They put Ion in jail. They whipped the fucking fire out of him. And Ion's come back totally a slave of Bob or something. And he's more braggadocious. He's claiming he doesn't depend on anything anymore. He runs the cloud.
But we told you that before.
Jail.
We didn't drive it. We invented it. I said, Al Gore, we invented the cloud. Kipper got wind of it, though. Don't worry.
Okay, back to you, Bert, for sober analysis.
Hey, Ion, you said you referenced that the boiling point of water changed. What about the point of freezing water?
You never had that now. That's not consistent now. Waters are different. Waters don't have an exact freezing point now. So that will become even more obscure.
Water's not even water.
Not yet. It'll become water soon, but it's not right now.
What's water now?
Not.
It's a not.
Not.
No,
S-N-O-T?
Rephrase the question.
You don't tell me, a professional, how to ask fucking questions, okay?
You, Mr. Professional, you better start asking some then. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Eliza, ask the question. Don't ask me to ask it for you. You ask it.
I want to ask if there's a difference in the bones of your hand, or more specifically your fingers, that are different from the bones in the rest of your body.
The tarsals and metatarsals are very similar in your feet and in your hands, but they move. They're very small. There's a ton of them. They move, they can shift, they gives you your
maximum amount of lack of rigidity. Okay, so you can do expand, doing octaves on the piano and playing. So yes, they are different.
Do the fingernails have anything to do with that?
With your rigidity or lack of rigidity? No.
When Esau's finger was put into the Ark of the Covenant with Jacob
yes.
and Joseph's bones, you said that wasn't because of the fingernail on the finger.
Right.
So it was because?
Of the nail bed.
Because of the nail bed on the finger.
And it's just the same way the Ottoman Empire has the finger of John the Baptist. They have it now in the Topkapi Palace.
Topkapi.
Not the middle finger.
The Buddha didn't have a finger.
That's not the middle finger of John the Baptist, is it?
No.
Ottomans have John the Baptist's finger. We're noting that.
You have to know it. You can go see it. It's in Turkey. Izmir, Turkey.
Izmir, that's where Lovejob's from, or his bride is.
Punjab.
Yeah, okay, next. Birth.
Is it the finger from the right hand or the left hand?
Hold on, the right, always the right hand of fellowship.
Okay.
Come on, Bert. Let's go. Get right. Let's go. Come on.
All right. All right.
We're trying to get you in the business. Hey, Khalifi, we're going to have to goad him a little bit. We're going to have to get this one back in the saddle, honey. You may have to come in and do a command performance and show him how the milk got in the coconut. He's just a little green. He's going to be all right. He's just a little green. Me and Khalifi, we tear it up old school now. We get right down to it. We didn't see all this nicey, spicy, spicy, scribble bullshit. We got better rubber hits the road. Now, we ain't put up with this now. We need to know exactly what's going on, exactly what we need to see, and exactly when this is going to occur, and exactly when the market fluxes and the M1 is going to change, of exactly the detail of when this is occurring at this point in level and time. And it is a real live motherfucker at work, too, didn't it, Khalifa?
Yes.
Yeah,
can
but
you hear me?
We quit teaching. Yeah, we can hear you, baby. Well, you don't even need to be on. We can still hear you. Anyhow, extend that helping hand to Bert. Give him a little direction. He's trying to get somewhere. He's just not sure where.
Okay. Bert?
It's on now. It's on.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's a matter of you just accepting.
We're not going to get a bit Khalifa's values from 4 years ago. Come on. There's something new.
Okay,
you
it's the same thing. I'm black talking. Bob, I'm black talking. Be quiet for a minute.
Black talking. I'll make a note of that. Khalifa black
talking. Shut your mouth.
He's black talking. Did you hear what she said, though? She said it's not accepting, it's accepting.
Yeah.
Accepting. Her words were exact. Accepting. Very good.
What they're saying is focus on being joyful. And then concentrate upon that.
We're talking electricity and batteries. And Egyptian batteries.
Yes, I'm an electricity. And see, the thing is, yes, we are electricity. Yes, we are batteries.
You're black topic.
Yes, we are. We are that and a bag of chips, okay?
You throw that in, a bag of chips, that's scraping the barrel.
You bunch of bitches.
So the bag of chips.
And a bag of ice cream and cake, we all that. We, you know. We pig feet and all that. So all you mean, it's joy. Concentrate upon your joy. And then allow yourself to accept your reality, the reality you create for yourself, and walk in that. That's all that shall be done. Let's get the word right.
Yeah.
Shall.
Oh, that's right.
And you will, and I will, and you are ising daily. And when you get into those thoughts that basically get you off track, go into moment by moment joy. Moment by moment joy. If that's a piece of cake, if that's some chitlins, if that's a steak dinner.
You're making this up.
You have to really
improvise.
Sometimes, listen, music. What Ion and Bob was just saying a minute ago. Music. Get into some music. You simplify your life. Simplify your life,
Bert. Bert works at Shell Oil Company.
Get right, Bert. You see how Bob beats up on me?
Welcome to the Black Caucus, Bert. You think Steve Oakley was tough. You got grease up on here.
And then when I say I'm Black Caucus, you got issues.
This is incredible.
I think you need to go back to, what is it, that Revelation chapter and start all over again.
Yeah, 217. Revelation 217.
We're the most dysfunctional people, Lord. But...
Okay, give Bert a chance. Bert, would you like to hear from the opposition, Bert?
Bob, that is my psychologist.
We can't let you're not allowed to let Cleve in the room, Ion.
Take a freight train, take a dirt road.
But Bert, the thing to do is simplify it. Stop making things complicated. We complicate it by thinking too much about situations in our lives.
Okay, I've muted Califia. Now, Bert, people understand.
No!
Bert is the only guy studying Bob and Ion and reading things. He's not into this emotional value judgments. And so we need Bert to be complex. Else we'd simplify ourselves right back into a disgusting place.
You better put Califia back on. It's going to get ugly, Bob.
Well, let's get ugly. Let's build her up and create incredible frustration. You know, if Califia comes on the call, she's going to use it. That's the problem with Califia. She get on a phone, she's going to use it. It doesn't matter who else is using it. She's going to use it, communicate. So, Bert, please, Bert, respond to what Califia is saying. Point out how she's missing the point.
Well, I understand her point, but I also understand everything started to really settle for me last week. That's what I was didn't want to talk about it openly, but really a lot of things have changed in my environment with me last week. Ion mentioned something last week about speechless manifestation, and a lot of things just fit into place, little small things, but everything just like a magic carpet ride last week for me.
Did you not?
Yeah. Meeting Sky Goddess Sue help influence this?
I would say yes. It made a connection.
She's wonderful. Khalifa knows Sky Goddess Sue. If she loves you, she loves y'all over. And if she don't, you'll know soon enough.
I don't think Khalifa knows Sky Goddess Sue. I don't think Sky Goddess Sue was around then.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
You know Sky Goddess Sue, Khalifa? Did you ever talk to her?
I don't remember talking to her. She might have been, like, around, because I know that a lot of people were just listening, and then they eventually, I guess, joined the conversation when I was gone.
With Tina, they had to listen. They couldn't do anything else.
I'm not saying that, but...
Yeah, Cleve knows
Bob, we finished the fireside chat. Now let's go into the Jake Hour. It's time to have the Jake Hour. Time for the Jake Hour. So you have to give more bacon. You have to give bacon. It's his favorite treat. If you give more bacon, that's the way to do that. More bacon.
Is
it Jake dead?
Didn't he die? The dog.
That's what I'm talking about. Didn't he die already?
Oh, God.
Yeah, bacon. Yeah.
Like the sands of the hourglass, these are the days of our lives.
Let Bert talk about his transcendence this week.
Let's hear about it. You should be interested.
Everything just fit into place, whatever I wanted to have done.
That don't make any sense, Kelly.
I work in finance, okay? So I'm a like a troubleshooter and a money janitor, which means I just keep things organized and track a lot of things. And
he's trying to say he supports the compliance department.
Yeah, he's a criminal, basically.
Exactly.
You were criminal operations for legitimate institutions. I mean, troubleshooting.
You know a lot about Bob.
I know a lot about that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I did a lot myself back when I was forced to. I had an alibi.
When problems come up, a lot of times I have to do a quick analysis and find a solution in order to keep a track
forensics
of everything.
Or forensics.
Yeah, forensic, okay. But everything worked out perfectly without any problems. I had a lot of assistance. I had a lot of assistance from ION this week.
Are you bragging or complaining?
I'm bragging.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not complaining.
Now,
I'm bragging.
Now, don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. Keep going.
The major breakthrough that I had this week is that my shoulder's a lot better.
Good. You can actually touch your clavicle now.
Well, almost. I mean, it's too much. Well, yeah. Yeah, I can. Yes. Yes, I can now. But
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. But the beginning of the week, it was horrible. I mean, it was really horrible. So all of that fit together when the shoulder pain went away. Yeah. The contract.
If you're able to move it around, Khalifa say, if you're able to move it around, you can move it to somebody else's house.
The shoulders is fine, but now I have another old injury that's parked up, but that's getting better as well. I snapped my groin muscle, Ion.
We know.
And that started to irritate, but actually that's fine now. All of that happened this week.
Hang on. Now, there's a connection. Isn't it interesting that groin muscle is the very place where you're trying to lower your chi to?
Dang.
Don't you find it odd that that's exactly what you're trying to balance? It's the more grounding of yourself. That's the reason we asked you earlier if you did indeed nut.
Yep.
It's knowing is a bitch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The good news is you've identified it. Ta-da! You've identified it. Now, there's no herniation. There's no issue there. What the issue is become or is are you going to lower your chi into your hara or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now you have an injury, so now it's better and blah, 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 blah. Hurts like shit. When you bend over, you feel like you're going to die, and that's okay, good, we understand. So do you have any predication regarding your position?
No.
Okay.
Because of my athletic background, I mean, I'm always pushing through.
How's that working out for you?
It's actually getting better. That's what I mean. Everything worked out this week.
You're going to find sooner or later that you don't always have to recreate it. You don't always have to kill it, conquer it, pound it, undo it, slow it, slay it. Whoever said this no pain, no gain bullshit is a massive, we can't even say the word. We can't even say it. Why would you want to do it? Yeah, you don't want to be a masochist because that's ridiculous. But, I mean, you know, you have to hurt so you can stop hurting, so you can overcome the pain, so you can be an overcomer. That's ridiculous.
Maybe I'm using the wrong words. When I say pushing through it, it's not like I'm trying to bust my ass. I mean, I'm just really going at it really slowly.
I know, darling, but you're still going at it. That's the thing. You shouldn't have to go at it. There's nothing to go at.
That's something that I'll have to listen and keep listening to what you're saying. Because
It's okay. When you've done, you're doing tremendous so far, so it's all good. We're still speaking. We don't always have to. We're still speaking. You're good. The whole point now, you're just trying to embrace. You're trying to lower your chi. When you're able to open them candles up and down with just the flip of your wrists, And please, no, we're not talking about this. Well, we maybe we are. No, we're not. Well, maybe could. Well, probably not. Eh, mining in tears. Well, don't do it. Well, do it if you want to. Well, you're going to do what you do anyway, and I won't do about it anyway, so okay, then here it goes. Parlor tricks are for the parlor. We're not
right.
trying to get you to lower your chi so that you can then perform an infinitum. Parlor tricks. You'll be in a blue man group if you do that long. Okay? We're not suggesting
right.
that. That's not for that benefit. But that you're able to do it and accomplish it is a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Ion, question about computer programming in the new environment.
That language that you're using won't work. It's new. It's a carbon-based data system that processes it differently. You're just going to start in carbon future. So
did you bring that up because of Chad? Chad, that's his field, the computers.
Well, I had a question this week based on Ion said speechless manifestation, and my first question is, because I've done computer programming in the past, is like, will computer programming change in the new environment?
Yeah.
Or will the...
Yeah, he just said that. He just answered that.
Well, he actually answered it before you asked the question, of course, but that's not too odd because of how the language is different. It's going to be recorded different. The cloud will be able to be a carbon-based REM extension.
REM extension?
Yes.
Rapid eye movement?
That's the one.
Not R-A-M, R-E-M.
Yeah, rapid eye movement.
Right.
Yeah, rapid eye movement.
Yeah. REM.
Is this connected to the...
You little Googlers will already do that eye recognition stuff already. The eyes have it. They're the window to the soul.
Googler does eye recognition.
Yes. Most of the P-pads do. They follow when you're reading and it moves the information based on what you've read. It knows. Y'all think y'all looking at the Looky Box? No, the Looky Box is looking at you. That's why then we break into things that we keep doing over and over and over and over and over as we bring it back into a musical field so that you'll get hooked up on it. You know, we were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. That's your engagement now with the world.
So are you saying that the environment or the... Okay, the computer environment is responding to us now.
You're welcome.
Because
y'all fucked around in the chunk of low poison. We running it now.
So, Ion, when Bert was feeling spot on last week, is that another way of saying Bert was accessing the cloud?
That's nice. No, but it's really nice. We like it, but no. He's going to, and his jubilation in joy, spelled I-N space J-O-Y, he'll figure it out, because he's doing real good, and he knows, he listened to the commercial. I can't believe it's not butter.
He listened to the commercial, I can't believe it's not parquet margarine. He got crowned.
No, not that one. But it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature.
It's I'm mixing up my butter commercials.
It's okay.
So Bert can't believe it's not butter.
He can. He watched the commercial.
Can you say more?
He is very precise and careful how he engages because he knows there's a quiz. And we don't ever give him a hard time if he doesn't get it. But you gotta keep moving. It's one thing to stand in the queue, but if you stand in the queue and you ain't never moving, you gotta get out of line, or it gets out of line. How very clever and witty that was. Now, he's doing great because he's always tenaciously going at it. That's nice. And he speaks well, or Bob would say he sort of talks right. That's good.